Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 256. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by the Jet Boys. That song is called You Talk Too Much, and that's the B-side of the Just Wanna Talk To You 7-inch. Whole lot of talking going on there. That is the band fronted by Freddie Lynx from Paris, France. That album, or that 7-inch rather, came out in about 1989, I think, on Success Records, a band that had very much in common with Jeff Dahl, Johnny Thunders, and that sort of glammy, sleazy, hard rock scene there. A very interesting thing there. And interesting to note, there was another Jet Boys around at the same time that you shouldn't confuse them with. That band was kind of in the early hair metal as it transitioned away from glam period, owing a lot to Hanoi Rocks, and I think they shared a member there, and then the LA Sunset Strip hair metal bands, the very early incarnations of Motley Crue and such. So, I got not a lot to play for you this week. Seven songs as usual, but it's a little shorter. Lots of polite bands getting it over with very quick. Let's jump into it. I've got a track here by the Lovely Bad Things. The song is called Fried Eyes.
Bye.
couple of wonderful bands there dedicated to keeping the rock in indie rock. Starting off there with the lovely Bad Things with the song Fried Eyes. That's on the album The Late Great Whatever, which came out back in February on Volcom Entertainment. That Los Angeles-based band kind of slipped through the radar for me, but I'm glad I discovered them. That track there definitely owes a debt to the Pixies, but don't we all? The whole album, as you'd expect, noisy and fun with some pop in there. We followed that up with Skylarkin, a band not so different, with the song Loom. That's from the album Motto, which will be out September 17th on Wichita Recordings, a band based out of Leeds in the UK. That is probably the poppiest song on the album, because I'm a sucker for such things, but the rest of the album has a little more bite to it. You'll want to listen to it on radio or Spotify or however it is that you try before you buy, but definitely do buy. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. For those who are regular listeners, please bear with me, but it's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. I don't plan out set lists, I don't find things that I think you're going to enjoy, I just buy things that I enjoy, and hopefully you enjoy them too. And it keeps you coming back week after week, enjoying a good podcast. Looking forward here, let's play a track. This one is by Mascot. This song is called By the Book.
By the book, we should have waited, but I see time is more than ordinary now. It twists, it winds, it stops, it shines, and I see you as so much more than kind, and I know you are so much more.
September, and like everything else I can't remember, I replaced it with scenes from the film that I will never make. And I blinked, it was over. I was thinking my life would get slower, that I would sort this shit out when I'm sober, that you did better now that you're older. I read the scares on the front page, it says we're waiting around for an ice age. It says our comforts, they come with a price tag. They kill the cancer but discover the new plague. They say just think of the children and imagine the world that we've willed them. It's populated with weirdos to kill them and break their hearts. And everybody knows this is the end. It's now fashionable in a party conversation.
Statue in the back. knew what I had to do, but I didn't want to break the news. It's an awful job that no one wants to do. So this is where you went when you left to try to kill the president. We tracked you down and we drug you back into the van somehow. I threw you against the fence. I felt so bad for doing it. The next morning I just left and I drove home alone, feeling so fucking sick. And somewhere in Pennsylvania I saw a dozen Amish women on a bridge. They laid at me when I drove underneath, and I worried about what it meant. This was years ago, I know, but now I'm back again. And the goddamn telephone's telling me that I don't have a best friend. And I don't want to go home, because home's not where I live. So I played that message one more time again.
Left you with a heavy one there, didn't I? That is Ghost Mice with the song Albany. That is on the album All We Got Is Each Other, which came out on Planet X Records. Ghost Mice, of course, a duo based out of Bloomington, Indiana, and writing an album there about the suicide of Samantha Dorsett, a good friend of theirs and co-founder of the Planet X label. That album is very heavy, but it's so eloquently written and speaks very well of depression and those struggles. I can't imagine you could say it any better than screaming over an acoustic guitar just slightly off key. Before that, we heard from Typhoon with the song Young Fathers. And that's on the album White Lighter, which came out August 20th on Roll Call Records. That album is a little more Americana and a little less chamber pop than the previous album. And is definitely an album you're going to want to spend some time with the headphones on, as you really need to hear all the intricacies in that one. And we started the set off with the pure pop of Mascot. That song is By the Book and is on the Cost Amount EP, which will come out September 17th on Chaim Records. That is the project of Kendall Mead, based out of New York. If you know that name, it's probably from her collaborations with other artists, I think with Sparkle Horse, with Helium. Gosh, I guess Spinanes. She did an excellent duets album with Anders Parker. She's been on everybody's record, but Mascot is her project, and it is a darn good one. Looks like I need to wrap things up here and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 256. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking forward to the concert calendar. Let's see, not a whole lot happening for me, but looking forward, you might enjoy Oh Brother at the Record Bar on the 1st, K-Flay playing the 9th at the Record Bar, the 10th, Downfall of G at the Riot Room, Murder by Death at the Record Bar on the 14th, Paul Collins at the Record Bar on the 18th, and the 21st, you've got Rancid at the Granada, the 27th, Fiedler at Czar Bar, Quasi at the Record Bar on the 4th, the 5th, Harmar Superstar at the Riot Room, the 7th, John Spencer at the Record Bar, or Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze at the Riot Room, which should be an interesting show. The 8th, Vampire Weekend are back at the Midland for that show they canceled last year. The 11th, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin at the Record Bar, and all the way up to October 15th, Nico Case at Liberty Hall. Turns out I'm going to miss most of those. I'm being called back to work, so future podcasts will be in the low-fidelity hotel room variety. So enjoy the high fidelity here while it lasts. I'm going to end up with one last track here, and it's a track by Bob Marley, or Robert Martell, I think, as he was originally billed when this song came out. It is his 1962 single, One Cup of Coffee, though I recently picked that up on a budget compilation. Island Records presents 40 Ska Original Classics, and you can pick that up very cheap, like $7, just a release on Spectrum Audio UK. And it is, as it announces, 40 classic ska tracks. If your experience with ska is only in the third wave variety, or maybe some two-tone kids with some checkered ties on, really dig back into the early stuff, because that's where it's all at. So we're getting things here with a track by Bob Marley. Listen to it. It's not what you expect. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.